For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Your Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Alshon Jeffrey is back with the Bears. This after missing four games because of the PED suspension. He says he's ready, though.
I just want somewhere where no distractions. Just focus on training. That's all I did. Just focus on training. Took some yoga. Just stop. Just not trying to watch too much TV or read anything. Stay off social media.
So he will be ready to go as they take on the Packers on Sunday in a game in which, by the way, the temps, the high that day will be -1. That's going to be here at Soldier Field. Eddie Goldman, Eddie Royal, Tracy Porter, all of them had to sit out of practice today. The Vikings have Adrian Peterson back on the practice field. He had been out because of a torn meniscus. They say that they haven't ruled him out playing Sunday yet, though he had originally been shooting for Christmas Eve. The Cardinals have released receiver Michael Floyd. He had been arrested for DUI. Baseball, the deal for reliever Koji Uehara with the Cubs is done, according to Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports. It is a $6 million contract, 1 year. White Sox also sign a pitcher for 1 year and $6 million. That is Derek Holland. He also has $2 million in incentives. And the new baseball collective bargaining agreement has been ratified officially. MLB announced that today. There was only one team that voted against it, and that was Tampa Bay. The Rays say that a competitive gap between the high and low revenue clubs is the reason they did so. For the Bulls, Rajon Rondo was able to practice today, able to shoot around anyway at the Advocates Center. He did not play last night against Minnesota because of a sprained ankle. The Bulls will take on the Bucks tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Blackhawks will play tomorrow night. They'll be in New York again. They're already there. They played the Rangers last night. They beat them. They've got the Islanders tomorrow. And college football, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford leaving the program. He is the new head coach at Western Kentucky. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai holiday sales event is going on now. And join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner on the road. Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Old Town Pub in Geneva, Friday, 1 to 6. Get some Bud Light giveaways there. See them broadcast live. Win Chicago Bulls tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise 1-2 right now. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men. In males.
Campus Insiders contributor.
A lateral back. Chippewa still on the move. Five. Corey Willis looking for the end zone for CMU, and he's
touchdown.
In the end zone. Touchdown Central Michigan.
Game over CMU.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie?
smell.
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:03 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, time to talk some college football.
Pete Futek is on Twitter at Pete Futek. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Few.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Well, help us figure out this Wake Forest, what they're now calling WakeLeaks. That
I don't get it.
I don't understand the motivation. This is the question. As I'm speaking to a crazy person,
yes.
Are we talking simply about a crazy person here?
Probably.
Okay.
And yeah, in the to be perfectly honest, in today's political climate and things, in terms of weird things happening and spy things and various crazinesses, this doesn't really qualify to be on the map compared to other things that are going on. However, it's interesting, and nobody quite knows what there is. Is it a jilted head ex-coach who wanted to be part of the coaching staff? Did he think that if he was going to sabotage Wake Forest's current coaching staff, he might be in line for a coaching job, or were there gambling elements part of it? We just don't quite know what Tommy Elrod was doing with all this. And then there's the backlash side of this also. It's been like, well, how did Louisville just so happen to have these plays and they found it? It's an interesting story that's going to kind of keep unraveling, and it's certainly not going to be Deflategate-esque, but it's going to be one of those things I think is going to linger for a long time.
And it is as crazy as we think it is, right? If you say so, then I know it to be true.
I'm guessing so, but it's one of those things that it'll be interesting once you get to I'm going to the Peach Bowl this year and the national championship, and then you get around the bar with the other sports people and you start, sharing rumors and innuendo and stories. And it's one of those things that everyone kind of always hints at, that there's a couple things that haven't really hit yet in the college sports world that at some point is going to bust out, which no one's really ever talked about. Steroids. No one's really talked about the gambling element, where you've got a bunch of people who aren't getting paid all that much, or have harsh feelings, and all of a sudden, hey, you've got maybe an easy way to make money. You just saw the 30 for 30 Catholics versus convicts, where these kids are trying to make money in certain ways, and now you've got a coach who might try to make some extra cash. Maybe that's but you don't know. We don't know how this is going to be. But there's a lot of different elements to this, and it might get uglier before this gets resolved.
Here's what I hope doesn't happen, that other coaches start to say, wait a second, yes, you know how coaches are. If it happened there, maybe this is a phenomenon that's running rampant. Maybe
Lamar Jackson win the Heisman?
Right. Maybe now we need to go through and we need to purge our broadcast teams of potential spies and double agents right now.
Ugh, it's so weird. I mean, again, you have coaches who are insane on all levels, and it might just be a rogue guy who just went weird for whatever his own reasons are going to be. We haven't heard from him yet, but it's a crazy, crazy story that you hear about sometimes, where where it's Bill Belichick and the Patriots when various spy gates things, and you hear all the time about coaches trying to get ex players' playbooks and things and trying to do anything to gain an advantage. And so it'll be weird to see how this turns, especially on Bobby Petrino in Louisville, because that seems to be the one team that we kind of know probably had some inside information here.
Yeah, Petrino said a month ago that he had no knowledge of any of this going on.
Of course none
of this at all.
Of course, and why would he say anything else?
Well, he said, we take a lot of pride in the way we operate our program, Pete.
Sure he would, absolutely. Why. No question about it. It's Bobby Petrino.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. I was right. I'll say this about Bobby, aside from Wake Forest. Right about Bobby Petrino, he is a rainmaker. I mean, if you hire this guy, good things are probably going to happen. I don't know what else. Bad's going to happen, something probably. But if you hire him, he's one of those guys that your program's going to get a hell of a lot better. You're going to pay the price.
A brilliant college football coach. And, you're not always talking about the greatest of human beings in the world when you're talking about, head coaches. And,
no.
But here's a guy who, he's been a punchline for what he did at the NFL. And obviously the way the Arkansas thing ended was an all-timer and had that had not come right on the heels of the Penn State disaster, he probably would have been able to ride that one out, particularly since Arkansas had a heater of a team that year.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, look at Louisville. It's a thing again. All of a sudden, you know, Louisville Cardinal football mattered, and, you know, no matter what you think of him and what everyone thinks of him, the guy can just flat out coach college football.
I saw an article that I found fascinating about what the college football playoff and making some of these other bowl games more important than others is doing to the naming rights values of the lesser games that are, they have always been glorified exhibitions, but yep. Now even more so, they have been sort of ghettoized as glorified exhibitions. And like, I saw the Birmingham Bowl couldn't get a name, so now they get some sort of like $200,000 payment from the actual city of Birmingham. There's one bowl that went under, and there are others that might be in danger now of just disappearing because why bother? Why bother with this when so many schools find it to be an annoyance to buy some of the tickets and you're making a bunch of swag that nobody really wants? And look, ultimately, they're just money-making ventures anyway. They're just found money. They're inventory. So if now you're fighting to make them value or fighting to keep them above water, isn't it just natural they should go away?
Well, it's my thing about the bowls is kind of, you're actually right on, you know, several levels on this. Well, first of all, it's ESPN that's making this all happen because it just is a cash cow for them. And my other thing is, why should there be restrictions on bowl games? Like, if it's not a playoff, you're not talking about an NCAA tournament, you're not talking about anything that's other than just an extra game at the end of the season for, you know, most of these teams. So I've never quite understood the restrictions saying, well, you have to win six games or you have to, you know, play in these bowl times. Like, I would think that if you want to have a bowl game, have a bowl game and then get the teams you want. Look, if Notre Dame sucks and it's 4-8 and that's going to get you ratings, go ask Notre Dame if it wants to play in a bowl game against Michigan State. You know, just, you know, go after, be able to play whatever teams you want to play. I know it's supposed to be a reward. And I know it's a big deal, like for the schools and the fans and things like that. Once it comes to just, you know, the idea of going bowl, I know personally that bowl projections, the whole bowl thing last weekend or 2 weekends ago, by far the biggest traffic day of the year for everybody in my industry. It's what everyone gets into because it's sort of like Selection Sunday on, you know, for the NCAA tournament. So there is a lot of interest in where your team is going to go. I know for a school like Mississippi State, who, you know, was 5-7 and they beat Ole Miss, and all of a sudden you look at the academic progress report, and I put it up there first for anybody else. Mississippi State is going to go bowling. Kaboom! It just all of a sudden the whole Mississippi State world cared. But you're right. I mean, seriously, the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. It's the day after Christmas. Boston College versus Maryland. If that has five people at it beyond friends and family, you know. But why do you watch? Because ESPN's going to televise it, and the gambling element out there in the investment community is going to watch this game because it's something to bet on a weekend.
And for these teams, like I remember Northern when they went to, what's the Orange Bowl? They lost a ton of money, and some teams still, some colleges, schools still lose money when they go because they take the band.
At some point, they're going to wake up, and this is the thing I don't get. At some point, the schools are going to wake up and be like, "Wait a minute, here, you're going to make us buy 15,000 tickets."
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we can't
sell. That, yep.
And we got, but it's always also on the schools themselves because they don't have to send the entire band. They don't have to send all the traveling second. The schools manage to like send millions of people as kind of a reward for a fun season and things. You don't have to do this. A million years ago, I did an article which kind of said, look, if you just went on Expedia and just booked plane tickets and booked a hotel, you could do this for, you know, pretty cheap, and you'd make a ton of money off this thing. So it's crazy how these bowl things work. But you're right. It is a great deal for the bowls. It's a great deal for the cities. It's just not a great deal for the schools.
How about the coaching carousel at this point of what's going on today? I know so there's a Notre Dame defection. There was a hiring at Oregon. What are you seeing that matters?
Yeah, what you see is just a whopper of a group of coaches in Florida at this point. And now, okay, let's see if these, you know, American Athletic Conference coaches can coach.
Right.
You have Matt Rhule going to Baylor. You have Willie Taggart going to Oregon. And you have Tom Herman going to Texas. And there's kind of a thought left there. Like, all right, these are guys that are kind of the next phase up. Meanwhile, everybody with a working brain kind of understands that the best coaches out there right now are probably Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic and Butch Davis at Florida International and Charlie Strong at South Florida. So it's not like South Florida really got hurt by all this, for example. Now, if you look at all these, look at the Florida head coaches, be it Jimbo Fisher at Florida State's got a national championship. Jim McElwain has two SEC East titles at Florida. Mark Richt obviously accomplished at Miami. Charlie Strong again at South Florida. Butch Davis, Lane Kiffin. All of a sudden, you look across the Florida schools, that's just a juggernaut of coaches. And so now the coaching game has been ramped up because there's just not a lot of spots left. And so you can get a Lane Kiffin if you're Florida Atlantic, because Houston and South Florida didn't want a rental coach. They wanted a guy who's going to hang around for a while. And Florida Atlantic basically said, yeah, come on. You know, as long as you want to stay here, you're here. And then you can go get the next big job that comes up for you.
And Brian Kelly's offensive coordinator, Mike Sanford, leaves for Western Kentucky, where Jeff Brohm was before he went to Purdue. Is this somebody who doesn't want to work with Brian Kelly anymore, or is this somebody who just is looking at a terrific opportunity, or both?
Both. If you get a head coaching job, you can do it. Especially Western Kentucky, if you look at what they've had over the last few years, that was the program Jack Harbaugh made into a Division I AA power. It fell off for a little while, and then had Willie Taggart, had Bobby Petrino, and had Jeff Brohm. So that's a pretty good run for the school. So if you're thinking, hey, if you can succeed there and keep the offense going, that's pretty strong. But if you're Notre Dame, you lose him, you're losing Malik Zaire, you're losing Deshaun Kaiser. It's not, Brandon Wimbush is a good-looking, prospect at quarterback, but all of a sudden, Notre Dame does not look like it's going to be that much fun next year either.
Let me ask you a question. We were kicking this around yesterday because of the rumors, Pete. Harbaugh, where he's at now? Everybody says, look, you can go there with all the money you want. Right now, he's not moving. Do you agree with that? That right at the present, maybe in a year, maybe 2 years, who knows? Or maybe never. I don't know what you think, but that that won't even tempt him. That won't move him because he already makes more than any other college coach. So what's the percentage for him?
The only thing that matters out of this is that it's a story to begin with, because Harbaugh, one, has to come out and emphatically deny, come way over the top, say, no, I'm not going anywhere. Because the second there's even a sliver of daylight that he might think about this, all of a sudden the recruiting world gets crushed for him. And that's the thing that Ohio State and Michigan State and even Alabama, when it goes to the four, when you're going after the 4- and 5-star guys, which is what Michigan's doing now, if you're a recruiting coordinator worth your salt, you're saying, yeah, you see that Los Angeles Rams job? Yeah, Harbaugh was up for that. He's going to be up for the Chicago Bears job maybe in a year or two. Do you want to close out your college career not knowing who your coach is? And that's an easy thing to sell to a 17 or 18 year old kid. And then on the flip side of this, it's not crazy. It's not, he should, for getting money, the LA Rams job would be perfect for him, because that's a franchise that needs star power. It needs a guy who's going to come in and own Los Angeles, and he can do that. And if you're Harbaugh and you're thinking, I really do want to be an NFL head coach again someday, do it now, because they lose 20 starters off of this team. This was the year that it was supposed to work. It is a rebuilding gut job at Michigan for the next two seasons, and while he's got a couple of good recruiting classes, Ohio State's going to get just about everybody back next year. And now the narrative is going to flip for Harbaugh. It's been cute. It's been fun. Everyone loves him. Everyone, he's a great story, but win something. Yes, he got to the Super Bowl, lost it, lost three of his big four games so far as the Michigan head coach against his rivals. In back-to-back years, he's just absolutely collapsed against Michigan State last year, against Ohio State this year, and now at some point it's going to kind of kick in. This has been fun and all, but now you got to win something big.
Have you heard anything further from the initial midseason rumor reports that Lovie Smith was telling people how unhappy he was with his team at Illinois?
Miserable.
And I would think that, look, if he wanted to resurrect himself as a defensive coordinator and get out of the college game, he might have that opportunity at some point. But, and I have not sniffed around. I'm just wondering if that's something that has made its way to you, that as jobs open, that as the game of musical chairs begins, and it hasn't really started up in earnest at all in the NFL, even with the Jeff Fisher move, but that was just sort of the official start of it. I just wonder where Lovie is saying, you got to strike while the iron's hot, and maybe he can get out of that.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think it's partially, too, that look at what Tampa Bay's doing this year. And that was kind of a theory at the time where, you know, this was the program, the franchise that you got your quarterback, you spent a couple years under Lovie Smith building up that defense, and this was the year it was all supposed to come together. And sure enough, it is. It's just not Lovie Smith as the head coach. And I think Illinois is tough. I mean, it's a rebuilding job. It's not going to happen next year. It's not going to happen the year after. It's going to take a full recruiting cycle. And you're seeing this at some places this year where you know, somebody like Wyoming, for example, mm-hmm. the different apples and oranges, but that's a guy where the team sucked for about 3 years, and all of a sudden now the recruiting class has kicked in and the team's pretty good. And that's just kind of how this works. If you're Lovie Smith, this is the year where it's got to happen, where it's all going to happen with this recruiting class. How much do you like kissing up to 17 and 18 year old kids who, yeah, the names kind of carry some recognition, but not a lot. I mean, these guys don't know who Lovie Smith is from the Bears days. They just, you know, okay, you coach from the NFL. So it's a hard job. It's either you really love being a college head coach or you don't, because it doesn't stop. There's no break when it comes to being a college football head coach. And, yeah, if you're Illinois and it's struggling, it's not kicking in and working right away, and it's frustrating and you're losing games left and right just because you don't have the talent like the other teams do, you can't just out-coach, you know, an Ohio State or a Wisconsin necessarily. It's frustrating. It's hard.
Yeah, last thing, a follow-up on that. So it is as difficult as it looks for a lot of schools like Illinois, right, that just don't have much football rep, and you got to maybe have a coach that you like, or a big-name coach, or whatever it is, Pete, but it's still no picnic for you just because you're Lovie Smith.
The fun comp to watch will be Purdue, because Purdue's a place you can't get the 4- and 5-star guys. You're not going to be able to get the same guys that Ohio State and Michigan get, but that's the whole point of getting a Jeff Brohm guy. You've got to have an identity or something to you. Like, when they were rocking and rolling, that was the Joe Tiller basketball and grass thing with Drew Brees and then Kyle Wharton, and they had a high octane passing game that at the very least made it tough. So that's kind of the idea of getting a guy like Brohm, and just making, you know, just see if, hey, maybe you can just crank up this offense and you're not going to play any D, but on the right day you're going to probably beat someone 45-44. What's Illinois' identity? Like, right, is it going to be defensive toughness? Is this going to be a team that every week, okay, they're offense might struggle, but you know that you're going to getting points against the Lovie Smith defense is going to be like pulling teeth, and certainly in the first year, that wasn't it.
Phew, thank you, man.
Yeah, Pete.
Later, guys.
Love you, man.
That is Pete Futak, a dear friend of the Boers and Bernstein Show. Another one, Hub Arkish, takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL yours. At 5. He's all yours today. And we got a lot of good Bulls feedback. You know,
good.
We, as always happens when we talk Bulls, we get our
basketball people.
there's two sides of it. We get basketball people, and then we get the basketball people. The people that just think that Jimmy Butler is better than Steph Curry. If you're just joining us, that's another one that we had.
News to us.
On our list, we had in the middle of Kobe Bryant's prime, it was don't give up Luol Deng for Kobe Bryant, right? We've had Jason Richardson is better than Dr. J. Is that what that was?
Think so.
I want to say but this one today, Jimmy Butler is a better basketball player than Steph Curry. That was that was texted in today.
That's a rough
and
go.
It was not a bit, not a joke.
That's a rough go.
And that's what happens when the Boers and Bernstein Show talks basketball, but that's okay, because then it's usually balanced out by the OGs that know the game. Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegelman Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1. The Bears are 3-10 and now take on the Packers for the second time this season. We hope you're watching, at least listening to us. We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time, so get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Lane Kiffin is the new head coach at Florida Atlantic. And just when you thought that Kiff had rehabilitated his image and was ready to make a triumphant return to the head coaching ranks, he ends up at a school that needs to remind you what ocean it borders. So it's not Florida, not Florida State, not Miami, not South Florida, but Florida Atlantic. Good news is, it is in Florida, maybe the best state in the nation for recruiting. Bad news is, it's with the 7th best program in the state of Florida. So if you're looking for some clue on how badly Kiff wanted out of Tuscaloosa, that might be it, because he's taking a pay cut of nearly $400,000 and moving to a place that's probably 400% more expensive. And if you're asking yourself, is this the best that guy can do? The answer is yes. Still, nobody who matters trusts him with their program. This is evidence of that. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans. I've got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
You need a great gift, the perfect gift, and this is the kind of gift where you're going to look at it and say, oh, wait, I got to get this for somebody. And by the time you get done looking at it and you click on it, you say, why am I giving this to somebody else? And you say, you know, I'm going to add to my cart, and I'm going to put one of these in there for me, someone sent to me. And really, for everybody you send this to, you probably send another one to yourself and then buy yourself another freezer so you can store all this stuff. I'm talking, of course, about Omaha Steaks and this unbelievable family gift pack. And I have sampled this, and I'm still sampling it because there's that much food. You know it's good from Omaha Steaks, the one-of-a-kind flavor, highest quality cuts and ingredients. So here's what you do. Go to omahasteaks.com, and right there on the main page, go to the search bar and enter the code DANB, D-A-N-B, and it should take you right to it, the family gift pack, and you're going to get 77% off this package of food. Just for listening, just for putting in that code D-A-N-B, DANB in the search bar, you will be looking at the following. For $49.99. That's it. Think about that number now. $49.99. For that, you get this. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas for free. All of it. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and then just add the family gift pack to your cart, and you get a 77% savings. That's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get four for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of four. Limit eight. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's, save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
$1.99.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bear players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I'm not going to talk about what happened, who recommended it to me. Like I said, I'm going to just own up to it. I accept the punishment. At the end of the day, it's my name on it. So I'm moving forward with it. I learned from it. That's all I can say.
Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey returned to practice for the first time since the end of his four-game suspension for using performance enhancing drugs.
You gotta know what you put in your body. And plus, we was like, I say, like, I ain't gonna say, but I'm a part of the team. Like, I wanna say, like, I feel like if I was playing, like, some of those games, like, we'd have had a different outcome. We probably would have won.
Minus Jeffrey, the Bears have committed 18 drops in Matt Barkley's three starts, leading to a 1-2 record. John Fox saying the other day, had things gone right, the team would be 3-0. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. We now go to baseball. The Cubs have officially announced that deal for reliever and former Red Sox closer Koji Uehara. It is a $6 million contract, and it is just for 1 year. Also, the White Sox have announced Holland. It is a $6 million contract, and it is for one season as well. He does have incentives for an additional $2 million. The Orioles have agreed to a one-year contract with former Cubs catcher Wellington Castillo. Bulls will not play tonight, but they will tomorrow. They've got Milwaukee back-to-back nights. They're on the road there tomorrow, then back home the following day. Rajon Rondo practiced today despite missing last night's game with an ankle injury. College football, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford leaving. He is now going to be the head coach at Western Kentucky. Family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday, but why not get them something they'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for outdoor gifts this season. Cabela's Christmas Sale. Plus, hurry in Saturday for 8 a.m. doorbusters at Cabela's in Hoffman Estates.
And earlier in the show here on Voice of Brinson, we were talking about the Bulls and the T-Wolves from last night and had some interesting things written to us and said. So, I hope our real basketball people have arrived.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good thoughts about it and a lot of hand-wringing. That was, and I know people are saying, Bernstein, you always say there's no such thing as statement games, there's no such things as measuring sticks. Yes, I completely... I am completely consistent in this, like, well, this will show them that come playoff time, they'll be this. Or now that they beat this team, it shows they can play with them. That's when I talk about statements and measuring sticks. However, I do think it's possible to have an alarming regular season loss. And that's what that was.
Well, they, for whatever reason, they like to play poorly at home against, you know, mediocre to bad competition. I don't know why, but they do. They like it. This is not the first one they've lost at home. You go, what? Really? So I guess, but I mean, there's no measuring stick or anything, but yeah, you can have an alarming loss.
And they've had their share. They've had their share of clunkers, and they...
Everybody does.
But that...
But this one makes no sense.
Because you just think, once you got them down, I mean, you're running them out of the gym. You're destroying them, and how fragile they've been emotionally, how many big leads they've blown for them. Just the unlikely outcome for that team to have climbed back in it the way they did. And then, and I mentioned this at the outset of the show, forget the final score, forget that it was Thibodeau, but you just watched it happen. A callow, young, dumb team made up of just some live wire athletes still trying to figure it out. And Jason Goff really likes to refer to them as puppies, you know, just like the big, big puppies. They haven't even grown into their paws yet, and they're all happy, and that everything's a game, and but they don't really understand quite yet. They're puppies. And your guys, your young guys, your last two first round picks could not get off the bench per coach's decision. Portis, Valentine, DNPCD. Did not play coach's
like
decision in a game like that. Portis, your energy guy. I mean, he's got a reputation. Instead, here's you know, Cristiano Felicio, whatever the hell he is, just running up and down and waving his arms. But if Bobby Portis was the reputation was, well, you know, maybe he's not an above the rim player, but boy, he brings so much energy, plays so hard, and he couldn't get into that game.
No, he could not.
And today,
it was all falling apart for you. Still couldn't.
That was not a name that was brought up when he said, "There's if you're just joining us, that today at practice, he said, Fred Hoiberg, that Denzel Valentine and Paul Zipser would be joining the rotation in a greater capacity. He didn't say Bobby Portis. And I understand you don't trust him. But even if you don't trust a guy, isn't that a game to say, hey, look, run up and down the floor a little bit. Stay with these guys a little bit. Do something.
Anyway, so that's what we were discussing, and I had not seen Valentine. I hadn't seen the preseason stuff, so I don't know. I was asking, what is he so bad at that he can't get in with that particular bench group?
Mm-hmm.
He can't get in a game with that? You kidding me? That's why I hadn't seen him. So I don't know what he's looked like in a pro jersey. I have no idea. I was not able to see or understand much of it at that point. So when they were in that stage of the season. So I don't know exactly what he is because I haven't seen him. But it's just odd on this team that really doesn't have much depth when you think about it. You have guys you use there, but are they really any good? No, not really. Not particularly good, not particularly consistent. And yet he can't get off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about that. I was a little puzzled by that.
And we had mentioned the John Fox stuff with Big Cat, that when John Fox says, it's not effort, that
not a chance.
You always wonder. And I know that for now, Fred Hoiberg and Gar Forman have a much better relationship than Tom Thibodeau and Gar Forman did. But this is how tension begins, too. And I know it was like this with Thibodeau not wanting to play McDermott and not having some guys that he thought could, you know, early on, even with Butler, when it took time to get him, and he's got the last laugh with Butler saying, look, I obviously developed him the right way because this guy's helped, you know, took it over and developed himself.
Yep.
But that's when GMs get itchy, like, come on now, my name's on that guy. That's one of my guys now. Those are his. Gar Foreman's benched. Gar Foreman's last two guys. His scouting, his choice, those names, DNPCD against that Timberwolves team. And I'm not alleging, don't get me wrong, I'm not alleging that Hoiberg's trying to make a point here. I think Hoiberg's trying to win. I think Hoiberg's trying to get the most out of Portis and Valentine. And I don't think that this is something like, watch this. I'm going to play games here. I really don't think he's doing that.
No.
But I do know that even if he's not, there are guys in Foreman's position who would start to think, hey, come on, man. What's going on here? And start to come to practice a little bit and start to look over there and say, all right, he's doing okay. Doing all right. Why can't he play? What's with the doghouse here? What's going on? And it's especially first rounders. Sometimes it's guys you trade for, but when it's your first round pick, that's your baby. That's your investment. That's the one, your brand, your name, your ownership. So
you can't get in and play in a game on with that bench.
Exactly. When it's a last place team, you're at home against a last place team, and all you need is somebody to just throw his weight around a little bit, go make a play, tip a ball, dive on the floor, do something, win a 50-50 ball. But nope.
No, nothing. Empty, blank.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of looking forward to thinking I was going to see him last night. No.
Well,
especially the way the game was going, I thought, okay, now for sure I'll see him.
Nope. 312-644-6767. We'll talk football at the top of the hour. Got a Sport Clips 2-pack of haircuts to give away. And that's between now and 6. Hub at 5 on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans. I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Pure subscriptions, all you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you choose the crate theme, the length of the gift deliveries, and the recipient, and then you're done. So it could be gaming or anime or, like I say, Marvel Comics, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, whatever the person is into, you can find a loot crate for them. And then each month's theme, there's a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture. It's stuff, limited edition, exclusive stuff, gear and collectibles, shirts packed in a box and shipped monthly. So what you can do is make everyone envious of your incredible gift-giving superpowers by going to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you take advantage of special savings on these 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. It's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. lootcrate.com/Dan.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's Holiday Savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus,
Pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get 4 for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of 4. Limit 8. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon and a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
99-94, Minnesota upsets the Bulls here at the United Center as they come, the T-Wolves do, from 21 down to win the game.
Yeah, you know, I haven't either. You know, it happens. It's happened before.
Okay. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. The only problem with that is that I've seen several teams do that to the T-Wolves, and the T-Wolves really basically unable to get themselves up off the canvas against the Bulls. Took them all of a quarter to get back up off the canvas, and they're back in it. So, and that's what we've been discussing, Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and had some weird conversation and some good basketball thoughts. So, and the Bulls bench. I mean, even if you like the starting lineup, you say, I like the starting lineup. Yeah, they can do some things, sure. But, I mean, I don't think it's great, but they've played okay. But, man, you've had a lot of drafts to help your bench. You've had a lot of drafts to find a guy here or there. And
yeah, but you can find free agents. You get guys, NBA guys, crusty NBA guys. Taj Gibson guys. Those are bench guys. Those are your NBA bench guys look like Taj Gibson. They're 30 years old and they're balling there. You know, they're hurting a little bit, but they still get out there and they get you. You know, they average 9-7. Those guys. Those are your bench guys. And they change teams year to year. You get guys on championship benches every year, have been on more than one.
Oh, yeah.
Just because they made their way around. You know what they do? They do the job. Wicker Park. This is Garrett. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys, it's so frustrating how conservative Foreman and Paxson are. You know, their draft picks, you know, McDermott, Valentine, even if they hit their ceiling, they're just role guys in the NBA, and they won't take a chance on a guy, and they won't make a trade because, you know, they're scared to get to Marcus Cousins because he's a little crazy. So I just want to talk about how frustrating it is because they're so conservative.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is the Tyrus Thomas effect. We're still paying the price for the one time Paxson's like, all right, screw it. I'm going to take the high jumping guy I don't entirely trust because he's got a high ceiling. Because this guy is a live wire. And look, we were all concerned about him, but I understood it.
Yeah.
Even though it failed, it wasn't a reason to think it was going to fail the next time. But I just think they were, that's like touching a hot stove for them. You know, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not.
Well, that's the thing, though. You know, if you're drafting players, you got to have a short memory. You can't.
Thank you.
And say, well, oh, my God, am I going to do this again? Don't think about that. Think about, am I going to draft them like Tyrus Thomas? Well, I don't know, but yeah, that's not the way you operate.
Right.
Can't do that.
Well, somebody on Twitter doesn't understand. Bernstein, why did you just spend 10 minutes clamoring for Bobby Portis? I didn't clamor for him. I was lamenting the fact that he's apparently not even good enough and not even trusted enough by the coach at this point to get into that game, to play a minute. I'm not clamoring for him.
No.
I'm just pointing out that that's troubling.
Yeah, see, that there's one of the guys that should be part of your second team. If he's not good enough to start, well, he should be good enough to play with your second unit, and he's not. Or at least he didn't last night. I mean, that's what's true. It's not that you're pining for him, but you would hope he would be at least that good, wouldn't you?
That's all.
That's all.
I don't. Maybe he sucks. I'm not. What I would be pining for is a draft pick who's better than that.
Yeah.
When you didn't look at collegiate production as a measure. Yeah, look, he was the conference player of the year, and he was every teammate loved him. He plays so hard, and look at all that production. Scouting basketball players in this day and age has nothing to do with college production. If it's there, great. But if it's not, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Draft Express sometime, and look right now at the mock draft for this upcoming year, and tell me how many of those guys you have any idea who they are. And that's every year now. And it has not, that was the whole Ben Simmons argument.
Mm-hmm.
That look at the college production. It really, and increasingly, it doesn't matter that much. The guys that rack up big college numbers aren't necessarily your NBA prospects. And because they've done it, you know, that's like the guy called about McDermott before. Well, I saw him do this in college. So what? You draft guys based on what you eventually think they're going to do in the NBA, not what you see them do in college. It's like the kid on Villanova. Hart, you know, I love Hart, yeah. I love him. What a game. What a fun game that was against Notre Dame. And I watched that thing start to finish, and I loved watching him play. And you know what he is? He's a hell of a college basketball player. I don't know if that trans. I don't know if he's got a job in the NBA. Maybe he's a guy on the end of a roster. And I'm not the greatest scout in the world. Look, I thought Victor Oladipo would be a much better NBA player at this point. And I said at the time, I said, I don't know what position he plays, but I know that's a guy that can do things that make me want him on my team. But just don't look at numbers. Don't look at production. Look at the guy and look at how he moves. And look at if you think he can exist above the rim. Because that's where the NBA is, and the Bulls don't live there.
No, they don't.
That's the problem.
No, they don't.
Joe is in St. Charles. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. I was watching a game the other night, and I think that Bulls actually won it. And they showed an ISO of that Portis underneath the glass. And he was looking like he didn't have junior high school kids know how to square out for a rebound. This guy didn't. He's just standing there like an idiot. I mean,
you can't extrapolate one play.
No, I watched him the rest of the night, and it was like that guy is clueless.
Well, I mean, you have to give me some specific examples. I mean, other than one failure to box out. Yeah, I mean, you want guys to have good fundamentals and box guys out, but. I mean, I need to know more than just that little snapshot to get a better idea.
No, I'm not. You know, I don't think we're trying to pick on anybody here. It's just that you've had some drafts, and some of the they're coming off your bench now. But man, you're so incomplete. And the guy you drafted this year can't get that game with the thing crumbling around you. You still won't use him. I don't know. I don't know.
And Valentine, we'll see more of. We'll see some of this.
Now we will.
The versatility. That's another thing for like Summer League, where he's all, you know, Summer League All Star, Summer League MVP, and knocking down shots and winning games. It's NBA Summer League. It's not real.
Yeah, it really concerns you when somebody takes a step back. I mean, that really is. That's all. I'm not knocking. I'm not, you know, I don't need any predictions on the future. It just bothers you when a guy that played a lot last year, Bobby Portis played plenty. I mean, and now he can't get in the game against a big athletic team. I don't know. I just think there's, you have to have some semblance. And like you say, you're going to have a bunch of veterans sit on your bench and bring them in. They'll do the job. Bulls aren't going that way. They have guys they've drafted, basically, that could be your bench, and they're not doing the job either.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you don't, and not only that, two of them you don't even trust. Well, now you got to bring one back. You trust him.
Paul Zipser?
No. No, Valentine's going to play. I mean, I don't know. I'm just confused. I mean, I always thought, well, you know, sort of used to the Bulls bench performing fairly well. I mean, they weren't great all these years now, but they were okay. They hung in there. Occasionally had a good night. But and now I don't know what the hell. Maybe they don't either. What the hell to expect?
This is Phil. He's on the south side. He's on the score. Now we have our Phil.
Gentlemen, enjoy your show. I just had a comment. How is it possible they got rid of so many of those white guys and they're even slower?
Because they still have too many. Short answer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm serious. This, you get rid of Mike Dunleavy, but you know what? Mike Dunleavy is a better athlete than what they have now. That's a guy who could move by all the tracking stats and the hustle metrics. That's a guy who could move better than what they have.
We're with you, Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
100% with you.
I am on record as to what I like on my basketball teams, and generally, guys who stand underneath the rim are not guys I like. Look, that's why they got into a position where you're forced to play an undrafted soccer goalie who only found basketball because he outgrew soccer. That's what Felicio is.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But he played soccer until, like, yeah, you're really kind of too tall now. And so they moved him to goal. Well, maybe he'll be a good goalie. And no, not really. So he got good enough at basketball, but he wasn't drafted. And he tries.
Yeah, he tries.
Plays. He's large.
I just think there's, you know, there's so many problems and things that you obviously, at least in your mind, you missed on. I mean, you don't want to put him on the court, even in a backup role. I just think you've really dug yourselves quite a hole here, I guess is what my bottom line on this is. You've dug yourself quite a hole here. And I mean, not that you've had high draft picks that have been not necessarily, but you're just in a different form of basketball hell where not only aren't you going to win now, it certainly does not appear you're going to win later either, because you're going to be just good enough to play your way out of one of the best players in the country coming your way, hopefully, into where you are now. I mean, I mean, because basketball hell, that's a two-way street on that one. That's both that you can't beat somebody in your conference to get out of it, and it's also that you're just good enough though to keep getting draft picks that don't quite help you. Just a little too far back. You're kind of, I like this. I got like this. I like, yeah, I guess I'll have to like this. I mean, and that's where they are. Now you got guys sitting on the bench. You can't, you don't want to use as a backup role against a young T-Wolves team?
I don't know.
Really?
All right, let's load them up for Hub. 312-644-6767. I see that one lighting up right now, and I can bet I know who it is. Am I right?
Yo, sure.
Baldy just picked it up. It's not? All right, well, the next one will be. Football, Bears, NFL, comments, questions. If you need your football existence simply validated by an opinion from Hub Arkush, now is your chance. The Boers and Bernstein Show, that comes your way next on The Score.
The one and only Hub Arkush.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
All right. Well, now you have no excuse because the year-end closeout sale is the perfect opportunity. Maybe you're out right now. You're probably driving right by a mattress firm, and all you got to do is just turn. Well, I mean, obey traffic laws and signals and all that, but go in there and say, all right, let's check this out, because at the year-end closeout sale, it's huge year-end savings, up to 50% off select floor models, 60% off accessories while supplies last, and this is important, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So when you go in, ask about the custom collection. That includes the Tempur-Pedic, and right now you purchase any custom collection Tempur-Pedic mattress set, You get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free pillow, a free mattress protector, and free delivery. Don't miss savings of up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest Black Hybrid and Hampton and Rhodes floor models, because this is the year-end closeout sale. Never worry, because I know there's a lot of mattress advertising, and the last thing you want is to think, oh, boy, did I get the best price? They guarantee you get the best price at Mattress Firm. If you just so happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, bring in the advertisement. They'll beat the price by 10%, even after up to 100 days after purchase, or it's free. They make sure that you are sleeping happy. They call it, in fact, the Sleep Happy Guarantee. So now's the time. The year-end closeout sale, up to 50% off select floor models, 60% off accessories. Get into Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago, and in Barrington at Route 14.
The Score.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can. And you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud.